Malta is a holy site which has a very deep significance in the history of our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. We know that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appeared in this age of Kali Yuga to propagate the Yuga Dharma of Harinam Sankirtan. And his descendants preserved his pure teachings and distributed his supreme mercy. So at one time, after Govindaji was moved from Vrindavan to this area under the rule of Maharaj Jai Singh, the king became a great devotee of Govindaji. At that time, a particular sect of the Ramanuj Sampradaya called the Ramanandis were very powerful here. And the king, being a Vaishnav, wanted to create an atmosphere congenial for all Vaishnavas to flourish. So when the Ramanandi pandits saw that Maharaj Jai Singh was becoming very much devoted to Govindaji, a deity worshipped by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they became fearful that his patronism with the Gaudiya Vaishnavas would minimize their facilities within the kingdom. So they began to lodge many complaints, criticisms, and gradually they became attacks against the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They approached the king and explained that the Gaudiya Sampradaya is not a bona fide Sampradaya.
They complained that according to the Vaishnava Sampradayas, you cannot worship Krishna without first accepting the supremacy of Narayan. In this way, they challenged that if the Gaudiya Vaishnavas cannot defeat our arguments, you must remove Radharani from the side of Govinda, and the Gaudiya Vaishnavas should not be allowed to worship these deities, and their Sampradaya should not be accepted.
So at that time, there were several temples of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas here, but the Ramanandis had such powerful arguments and such powerful political push that they were not able to answer these arguments. So Jai Singh accepted that the Gaudiya Vaishnavas must defend themselves and establish their authenticity and in their practices as well as in their sampradaya. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur at that time was the leader of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas in Vrindavan, and he was very elder in age. So the matter came to him. So he chose one of his followers, Baladev Vidyabhushan. Baladev Vidyabhushan, from his very early childhood, was a very, very great scholar of the Vedas. He was born near Remuna in Orissa, and he wanted to understand the highest truth, and he wanted to surrender to the highest truth. So he traveled to many provinces in India looking for a proper spiritual master, and when he was in Karnataka, he found the Madhva Sampradaya, and by hearing their teachings, he understood that this is very, very high, genuine, authentic bhakti. So he took initiation from the acharyas of the Madhva Sampradaya. Later on, when he was living near Jagannath Puri, he met one of the devotees of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. His name was Radha Damodar, and he was so enlightened to hear about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and how he also, by his own arrangement, came into the Sampradaya of Madhvacharya. And when he heard the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, his heart was completely transformed with realization that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his appearance was the essence of all mercy of the Lord in this age of Kali Yuga. So he surrendered to the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. And he went to Vrindavan to personally study under Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and he became his favorite student. So Vishwanath told him that there is a great challenge near Jaipur, and we must go and we must establish the authenticity of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. So Baladev, who was still a young man, he came here, and nobody ever heard of him. He was very unknown. He came before the king. The king sent for the Ramanandi Pandits, and the Ramanandi Pandits, with great confidence that they were going to defeat him and just rule out Gaudiya Vaishnavism forever, they began to challenge. And they challenged that, from which of the four sampradayas do you come? We cannot accept anything you say if you are not initiated in one of the four sampradayas. He said, I was initiated in the Madhva Sampradaya, so therefore I am authorized according to your standard. You must listen to me. They had to listen to him. And he said, although I was initiated by the Madhva Sampradaya, I accepted my shiksha, my gurus of Vishwanath Chakravarti and Radha Damodar, and I have assimilated this Siddhanta. And therefore I have authority to defend. So he, from the Gaura Ganadashtipika, which was written over 100 years before his time, he cited the connection between the Gaudiya Sampradaya and the Madhva Sampradaya. There is a list of disciplic succession explaining how Lakshmipati Tirtha and then Madhavendra Puri, who were initiated within Madhva Sampradaya, and then Ishwara Puri and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And then they explained, all right, you have proven that you are within Madhva Sampradaya, but why you are worshipping Radha with Krishna? In the Madhva Sampradaya, they do not do like this in the Murti form. And he explained how Radharani was the internal potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And whether they are in Swakiya Ras or Parakiya Ras, either way, whether they are in their Leela of being married or unmarried, it makes really no difference, because it is a completely transcendental affair. It is the Leela between the Lord and His pleasure potency. And he's quoted on the basis of Shastra this authentic argument. And the Ramanandis were defeated. And then when they asked about worshipping Narayan instead of Krishna, he cited from the Vedanta Sutra. Actually, what happened is that they explained at one point that we cannot accept your teachings of Lord Chaitanya unless you have an authorized commentary of Vedanta Sutra. So Baladev, he understood that Lord Chaitanya taught that Srimad Bhagavatam was the commentary of Vedanta Sutra by the author himself. Therefore, there was no need for a separate commentary. But he understood that these Brahmins would not accept such an argument. So when they said, we want to see your commentary of Vedanta Sutra, of the followers of Lord Chaitanya, and they knew there wasn't one, Baladev said, I will get our commentary and I will bring to you. They said, well, where is it? Who wrote it? He said, I will write it. I will start at once. And they were very shocked. How is this? It takes people years. It's the deepest subject. So Baladev went to the Govindaji temple and he prayed to Govindaji that I am nothing. I have no capacity to comment on this highest scripture. But please, let me be an instrument of your mercy. And Govindaji dictated the commentary through his inspiration and grace, and Baladev had written what the deity of Govinda had spoken to him, and he called this commentary the Govinda Bhasya. And when he presented this commentary before the Ramanandis and read it before them, they couldn't even lodge another argument against him. They were completely annihilated philosophically. And Maharaj Jai Singh was very happy and the deity of Govindaji, Radharani, was brought back to him. And in this way, Baladeva Vidyabhushan established, amongst all the other sampradayas, the superiority of the philosophy of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And the place where that debate happened was right here at Galta. So this is the place that Sri Baladeva Vidyabhushan battled in a transcendental war against all opposition philosophically, and by the grace of Govinda Dev, he was victorious. Vijay Govinda Ki Jai. It is also said, we'll find out the exact story hopefully from one of the pujaris, but there was a sage living here long before that, and he wanted to bathe in Ganga, so he prayed to Mother Ganga, and Mother Ganga came out from the rocks, and the water here is said to be non-different than the water of Mother Ganges. So after Sri Jayadvaita Maharaj and Sri Giriraj Maharaj enlighten us, we will bathe in their ambrosial words, and we will bathe in the ambrosial waters of Mother Ganga. Hare Krishna.
Well, one thing we can say is that aside from a commentary on Vedanta Sutra, Baladeva Vidyabhushan is also the author of a Bhagavad Gita commentary. And Srila Prabhupada used that commentary very extensively for writing his Bhagavad Gita as it is. And therefore, Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srila Prabhupada is dedicated to Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan. So we're getting his transcendental wisdom, transcendental insight through the Parampara system when we read Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Srila Prabhupada explains that Vedanta means the end of knowledge. Veda means knowledge and Anta means end. So the end of all knowledge, or the conclusion of all knowledge, is Krishna. But Srila Prabhupada gave another definition of Vedanta in relation to the Mayavadis, because the Mayavadis pretend to be the only knowers of Vedanta, and they think that the only commentary on Vedanta is Shankaracharya's, and the only conclusion is impersonal. So Srila Prabhupada has divided the word Vedanta into ve, which means without, and danta, which means teeth. Meaning there's no teeth in the Mayavadi's arguments. Or that Vaishnavas like Baladeva Vidyabhushan knock their teeth out of there. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sri Baladeva Vidyabhushan ki jai. Sri Govinda Bhasya ki jai. Sri Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Sri Jai Govinda.